Welcome to Shomach Shava and the Daf Shir is sponsored by Nishmas Aaron B'Yakov Shom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding over the Zohar Daf Ayin Dalet. The Gemara towards the end of Amud Bey says that Rava used to say Na'avo Artechu. A little strange lashon, but what does it mean? Artechu means to boil it. As Toyes goes on to explain, you talk about pouring boiling water onto what? Onto Na'avo. What is the Na'avo? Explains Rashi, Na'avo is the gat. Na'avo is the winery. The place where you press the grapes and make the wine, that's called Na'avo. And he sends us to the Lashon of the Targum in Bereishis Parshas Vayechi. On the Pasuk, regarding the Brocha of Yehuda, Yaakov Avinu gave Yehuda, it says, Chakli li'inayim miyayin, uleven shinayim mechalav. What is Chakli li'inayim miyayin? Rashi there brings a few explanations. But one of them is what the Targum Unkelu says. The Unkelu says, Yetufun na'avoi b'chamor. Its wineries will be full of wine. Meaning that when the Pasuk says, Chaklili einayim yain, the einayim will be so full of wine, it refers to the wineries, the gas, that will be full of wine. Where do we see that the gas is called einayim, loshon ayin, loshon, talk about an eye? So Rashi says, is a lashon of mainos v'kilua cheyekovim. It's the lashon of rivers, and as if the flow of the river of the wineries. What does Rashi mean? Why, when we speak about an eye, inaim, lashon eye, that refers to a river? Why is these two things connected? But this is the lashon of the Ramban in Parshas Mikitz, beginning of Parshas Mikitz, when he speaks about the pasuk that oimed el hayor. What's the Yor? So he brings the Rashi, comes to argue. The Maral says that what the Ramban says, also Rashi agrees with, that the Ramban comes and concludes over there that always when we speak of things that have to do with water, it has the same Lashon, same language as light. Yor is Lashon Or. Nahar, river, is Lashon Nehoira. And a Mayon is Lashon Ein, meaning an eye, where you see the light. And this concept the Ramban refers to is ready, is brought down in Divrei Mekubalim, the Pardes Rimoin in the Ramak, brings it Shav Chav Gimel Paragyud on the word Ye'or, comes to say that Ye'or is always the Lashon of Or, they come together, explains the Pi Kabbalah that what Ye'or refers to is referring to something that brings light. The Ramban explains it a little bit, that the Geshem, rain in the world, has to do with Koyach of the Me'oiris, of the sun and the moon, so that's what connects to light. But Ramon Shapir Zatzal, brought down in the Sefer Nechus Yom, Ma'amar Vov, Ois Vov, he goes on to explain that what is, when we're talking about here rivers and places of water, sources of water, we're talking about the source of things that are a mukur, a source. Whenever you have a source of water, a spring of water, it's considered to be life, chaim. And life always belongs to the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings life to the world. All the waters is a source of new life, of mokor mayim chaim coming out. The mokor always connects to what's called Ein Sof, to the place which is beyond the limitations of this world. And that's what light is all about. Light, or is the most, is the element of the world, which is the most spiritual element. Is the things that is not, you can't touch it. It's not a tangible thing, but it exists. Is the connection to something which is beyond us. That's why the sources of water in the world, including rain, as the Ramban explains, and every other source of Mayon, of Nar, of Yar, all has to do with Or, because they all connect to the source that brings us to a beyond the limitations of this world. Now, coming back to our sugya, and we're talking about the gas, the winery, why are we using Lashon of Na'avo? Rashi says, because we're talking about the Yitvun Na'avoi, referring to Inayim in the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi. Meaning we're using the same Lashon of river that we for winery, as Rashi said there in Chumash, Lashon Ma'aynois V'Kiluach. So the simple understanding would be that it's really Lashon Mushal, it's not exact. The same way you have a river of water, and that's called ayin and light and etc. as mentioned. So you have here also something which is a similar river made out of wine, because that's what the wine, where the God is like a source of wine instead of water, but we're using the same language even though we're not talking about water. So even though the idea that water and light connect to each other belongs maybe to water more than wine, but we're using the same lush and the same language because it's referring to a similar concept of a place of the as liquid in it. Based on things that we learned already early in the Masechta, is that Yain refers also to something which is beyond this world. Yain is gematria, is the numeric value of soid, of secret. Within wine, you have a hidden concept which connects to something which is above the limitations of this world. Yain shiruach skeinim noichemeno. With a wine, you can elevate yourself to a higher place. If you use the wine in the right way, you're coming to a place of soit. So you made the source of wine, which is the gas, which is the winery. It connects be'etzim to the source of water connected to above the limitation of this world. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shava email, so what's to go, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.